arming yourself to fight tooth decay and gum disease. Most of us understand that sugar is bad for our teeth. While that is true, it's actually more than just sugar. Most forms of carbohydrates in your diet, like starches, sugars, and complex carbohydrates, can cause cavities. In fact, if you never ate carbs at all, you wouldn't get cavities. This is because certain types of bacteria on our teeth take the carbohydrates we eat and transform them into acid. This acid decays the tooth surface, forming a hole, or what we call a cavity. It's important to note that carbohydrates are okay to eat. You must, however, monitor the frequency or the number of times per day you eat them. The more often you eat carbohydrates, the higher the risk of cavities. In fact, the total amount of carbohydrates is not crucial. For example, which is worse for your teeth? Eating 1 pound of candy in 10 minutes or nibbling 1 ounce of candy over the course of an hour? In this example, nibbling over the course of an hour is much worse because your teeth are exposed to the carbohydrates and acid for a longer time. Snacking throughout the day means you're exposing your teeth to acid throughout the day. To get a little deeper, let's cover some basics. The strength of an acid is measured by pH. A pH of 0 is very acidic. A pH of 7 is neutral, or not acidic at all. Think pure water. After eating, our saliva hurries to clean the surfaces of our teeth, neutralize acid, and add calcium back to the surfaces of our teeth to re-strengthen them. This recovery process takes about 30 minutes after eating or drinking carbohydrates or acidic foods or juices. Since saliva protects your mouth, having a dry mouth also increases your risk of cavities. That is why drinking enough water and avoiding smoking and vaping are so important. When thinking about acid levels in the mouth after eating, it's important to know that teeth start to decay below a pH of 5.5. When acid levels increase and the pH drops below that critical point of 5.5, teeth begin to deteriorate. Teeth don't recover until acid levels decrease and the pH rises above 5.5 again. Snacking and eating cause the acidity to dip into the critical cavity zone. Someone who only eats 3 times a day is at a lower risk for cavities than someone who snacks all day. Not eating carbohydrates too frequently protects you from cavities. Plaque plays a role in cavity risk too. Plaque compounds the effects of the acid. The more acid on your teeth, the softer your teeth become until permanent damage occurs. That's why it's so important to remove plaque every day. The Waterpik water flosser has been shown to be more effective at removing plaque than string floss, and this leads to reducing cavity risk. As a bonus, using a water flosser right after eating helps neutralize the acid in your mouth as it flushes the acid away, something string floss can't compete with. My ambitious goal for my career as a dentist is to completely eradicate tooth decay and gum disease. I believe Waterpik water flossers are a great 21st century approach to moving in that direction. With easier, more effective, and more fun oral hygiene, we can win the war against bad bacteria in the mouth.